Hi everyone, this is Scott Wallace, I'm managing editor at SAP Experts, and I'm happy to once again be talking to Dr. Bjorn Berg of Comrade during this podcast, with our topic today being upgrades to SAP NetWeaver 7.3. Berg, thanks for being with us.
Hi, you're welcome.
Here is a question that I've heard occasionally from readers. I think you might be a good person to answer this. Who at a minimum should be on the project team for a 7.3 upgrade?
I need to have a regression tester to test it from a front-end perspective. I also need when we do upgrades, I need a basis person fully dedicated from the client perspective who has the access to the system itself, and then I usually have a basis person from my team. So the team typically is a business analyst from the client side, a project manager who's basically typically from my side, consulting side, and then a basis person who from the consulting and the client side who has really thoroughly experienced with doing upgrades in the past. This is not an area where you start off, you basically start experimenting. I've done a couple of rescue missions where people have taken it up on themselves and start upgrading and get halfway through, and at the end of it, they have forgot to a lot of prep steps like putting objects into the T library, and now you have nothing. You basically hosted the whole system, and we got to go back and restore it before we can fix it again. So there's a lot of pre-steps that are in this new ASU interface, which is different than what we had in the past. And when you're not familiar with this, it's very easy to make a mistake.
And have you heard of any specific technical pitfalls? I know you were just kind of almost mentioning right then earlier, but any specific technical pitfalls that folks should be aware of with this upgrade?
One thing, again, we talked about Unicode, which requires more there. There are authorization objects on hierarchies which tend to become inactive. We have to manually reassign those, so that you have to be aware of. Also, if you do mass migration of queries, you might want to migrate to the 7.0 queries unless you've already done it. If you didn't do the security migration, then all your passwords now becomes case sensitive. So we had one client who basically had not thought about it, and they couldn't log in on Monday, and everybody thought there was something wrong with security. But the original password actually had some caps letter that after that was non-case sensitive, which became so nobody could log on in the morning. So there are a lot of small stuff. Some of the info sets have a tendency to become basically deactivated. And SAP gives you a program where you can run the program and just mass activate all the info sets immediately. So those are kind of the big gotchas when it comes to the actual upgrade itself.
And beyond what we've already talked about today, do you have any other words of advice in general about upgrading to 7.3?
Yes, 7.3 has really become a stable, really, really stable release. It was tested extensively and spent 2-3 years in development cycle. I don't think there's any reason to hold back anymore. A lot of the people have problems with basically creating backslag on DSOs and write reporting and data activation that takes forever and data loads that are timing out. This is truly the tool. It's stopped. For people who have these complaints about getting data in, managing the data, monitoring the databases from the DBA admin cockpit, and also cutting down on development cycles. Most of the project spends 40-50% on the data movement side. This has now becomes a GUI interface. It's much, much faster to develop. So I strongly recommend people kind of, if you've been fighting on the back end and butting your heads for a while, this is a great time to do the upgrade.
Okay, Berg, I want to thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And for those of you out there listening, please check out the rest of the SAP Experts website for further information about NetWeaver and BI topics. And have a great day, everyone.